back rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat.
You're listening to Health Center in the Catskills on WIOX Community Radio, live and local in the Catskill Mountains. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program. I'm also on the board of Margaretville Hospital, the board of directors, and I can tell you that one of the most frequent community concerns that the board hears is issues around whether Westchester Medical, Westchester Health, that owns Margaretville Hospital. So there's Westchester Medical, and it owns Health Alliance for the Hudson Valley. And Margaretville Hospital is part of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. But we're all part of Westchester Medical Health. And we get this question from community members, is the hospital closing? Is the nursing home closing? And we hear rumors that they are closing. Despite Westchester Medical saying repeatedly that no, we are not closing the hospital, we are not closing the nursing home. Recently, there was a change in administration. There, Josh Ratner is the senior vice president for strategic operations for all of Westchester Health. And he was recently appointed to be the vice president for the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. He recently came up to Margaretville Hospital and the nursing home and met with all of the staff. And I'm delighted to have today with me on the air Ed McNamara, who is the executive director of Margaretville Hospital and of the nursing home. And I'm delighted to have him here to talk about what happened at that meeting. So, Ed, welcome to Health Center in the Catskills.
Well, Diana, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here with you all this afternoon and you know, have this opportunity to talk about that meeting. I guess the first thing I'll open with is we are not closing Margaretville Hospital and we are not closing Mountainside Residential Care Center, full stop.
Yes.
And if I need to repeat it at the end before we close for the afternoon, I will do that too.
You
know, it was a very exciting meeting. You know, I'm happy to announce that, well, taking a step back. So just as a reminder to everybody, what is Mountainside, right? Mountainside is a Medicare and Medicaid five-star rated 82-bed skilled nursing facility here in Margaretville on Route 28, okay? We are the only five-star facility in our geographic area. So that's something that I'm very proud of.
Yes.
And that's a testament to the staff. It's a testament to the resources that we have from Westchester. And it's also a testament for the families to know that their loved ones are cared for in exemplary conditions. And that's what that recognition by CMS denotes.
And that's the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
And
we should say that it had a five-star rating several years ago, dropped to four-star, and just recently re-earned that five-star rating. Isn't that right?
Last year, we came back up to five-star.
There we go. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So anyway, so at this exciting meeting, so, you know, we have this awesome facility here, and we want to make sure that it's full. Okay, right now, we're about half full. We have a waiting list of people to come who want to, you know, have their family stay with us at Mountainside. However, we have been struggling with recruitment and retention of staff. So recognizing that we have been struggling with this challenge, you know, Josh came up to inform the staff for the clinical as well as some non-clinical folks that we are making a substantial investment in them and in the community so that we can make sure that, you know, every one of those 82 beds is filled and that we have the staff to care for all 82 of those patients. You know, we want to make sure that folks recognize that for the time that we have been operating, you know, under 82 beds, it's not because we didn't want to fill them. Mm-hmm. It's because we didn't have enough staff to safely care for them.
And we
and you know And I'm certainly not going to sign off on, you know, caring for folks, you know, when conditions are not safe. That's the first and foremost.
And we should also point out that New York State last year passed a law requiring a certain staffing ratio in nursing homes. So you can't operate if you don't have enough staff.
No, that's a very good point.
Yes. So what did Joss have to say?
All right. So for registered nurses, all right, we are looking at starting rates of $50 an hour with a $10,000 sign-on bonus, again, for registered nurses. For licensed practical nurses, we're looking at a starting rate of $35 an hour with a $5,000 sign-on bonus. And CNAs, certified nursing assistants, $25 an hour and a $3,000 sign-on bonus. One of the other features that we have is New York State approved us last year to begin a CNA training program at Mountainside. And so what does this mean? This means that you become an employee at a rate of $19 an hour for this training program. The program lasts several weeks, so you do the work, you experience it, you're supervised by registered nurses and licensed practical nurses, and you're working alongside certified nursing assistants.
Plus classes, right?
Plus classes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you're doing the work, you're being trained.
And getting paid.
And getting paid, right? And then at the conclusion of that, your pay would rise by $6 an hour.
Wow.
You know, provided you passed the course is satisfactorily.
And just so people have a sense, what I have heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the amount of hourly pay that you talked about is roughly a 25% pay increase across the board. Is that correct?
It varies specifically by job, but generally speaking, that's an accurate figure.
And what we were hearing from the community as well, you know, people can get paid more elsewhere. Well, now that's not the case.
I don't believe that to be the case any longer.
Yes, it's just awesome. So how did staff react?
Very gratefully, and you know, I think the other important thing to note is that these folks have been, you know, here in the trenches working, and we wanted to recognize all of the hard work that they had put in, and this is another way of recognizing that and saying, you know, thank you, if you will.
Yeah.
Because this isn't just for new staff. I think it's important to note that, right? This is for existing staff as well.
That's awesome. Now, I also heard that if a staff member refers somebody who gets hired and who stays, they also get a perk.
Yes, they do. They also receive a referral bonus of $1,000.
There you go. All right. Now, so the positions that you have open now are, you have RN, LPN, and CNA positions?
We do. We have, so, you know, not just speaking about Mountainside now specifically, but between Mountainside and the hospital, we have over 60 open positions, right? And, you know, while we're talking on that, earlier I navigated on my iPhone to just to see how to do this, right? So you go to margaretvillehosp.org, right? And that brings you right to our webpage. And then right in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button that says Careers. You click on Careers. That brings you to the WMC page, okay?
Yeah.
For all of the network. And then you just scroll down, and there's a picture of Mountainside. You click on the picture of Mountainside or the picture of Margaretville Hospital. Every job that we have is posted right there.
Great.
You click. It's relatively straightforward. It's relatively easy. However, we recognize that not everybody has access to the internet. So our commitment is that if you are interested in one of these positions, okay, I'm giving out my direct line. My assistant will be answering the phone, as she regularly does. But my number is 845-586- 3144, and
one more
please
time.
Wait till you and I are off the phone, folks out there listening.
And one more time,
845-586- 3144, and we will help. We will set it up so that we can have anybody come in who doesn't have a computer. We will work with them to get them applied, if you will.
And we should say that these are not just clinical positions. You have other positions, whether it be in maintenance. I haven't looked at the list, Ed, but there are other positions where you don't have to have be licensed as a healthcare professional, right?
Correct. We've got hospitality. We've got housekeeping. We've got pharmacists. We've got EMTs. We've got I'm just trying to read off the list here. We went over LPN, RNs, therapists, paramedics, radiology technologists. I mean, you name it. And, you know, the other beauty of this is these are not just 9-to-5 jobs, right? We have weekend positions. We have evening positions. We have evening weekend positions open. So if you're looking for a second job, or if you're looking for that work-life balance, where, you know, you do X and your spouse does the opposite of that or the inverse of that to help make it easier with balancing family and other responsibilities, we have opportunities here for that.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to note that it is, because we are a 24/7, 365 operation.
Now there is evidence that, you know, for a registered nurse, probably for an LPN as well, that if you're working more than 12 hours, your safety level goes down after you work more than those hours. I don't want somebody caring for me when they're in their 14th or 16th hour of work. But if you're working an eight-hour shift, first of all, you could be doing that at the hospital. And if you do need a second job, you have part-time opportunity, right?
We do. We do have part-time opportunities. And again, not just in nursing, across the board.
The board.
It runs the gamut.
This is great. So one more time, it's MargaretvilleHosp.org.
Yep, MargaretvilleHosp.org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that brings you to the main page, and then right in the top right-hand corner, careers.
Yeah, great.
And then you scroll down and you look at the picture of Margaretville Hospital or Mountainside Residential Care Center, and you click on them, and away you go.
There you go. I also want to take a couple minutes to talk about the other ways that there are investments in the services that are being provided to our community by the hospital. So I've had on a number of times now, in a very short period of time, the wonderful Terry Osterholt-Payton, who is a wonderful certified respiratory therapist, talking about the classes that she does, and she's talked about how you all now have a pulmonary, besides her classes, which are at the hospital, you all now have a pulmonologist who comes up.
We do. Dr. Barbara, she is here. We have a pulmonologist and a cardiologist on the last Tuesday and Thursday of the month, and I can never keep straight which day is which for either. But no, I mean, having a pulmonologist up here is a huge benefit for folks. So as I'm sure Terry discussed, we have, you know, a lot of folks who have COPD and CLRD, and having access to someone that is a specialist here in the community, again, that's one of Westchester's commitments, is we want to deliver care here. We don't want people to have to travel far afield in order to get the care that they need.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I want to put a plug in for Terry's classes.
Yes.
I happen to have them printed out.
Good.
Here. So she's got some classes coming up on September the 11th and the 18th, on October's 2nd, 16th, and 30th, and November 13th. They're all at 2:30 in the afternoon.
On Mondays, right? No.
Are those Mondays? I haven't flipped my calendar yet to the next next month. But, yes, looks like those are Mondays.
Those are Mondays. And all you have to do is walk in, right, to the hospital and say you want to go to the respiratory class.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah. Really important. So a cardiologist, too, that's really important up here.
Yes, Dr. Kanowitz. She's amazing. Again, she's here. They have availability for appointments, and you're going to dial the same phone number to schedule an appointment for both of them. So why don't we share with folks. So they are, when they see patients here, they're seeing them out of the Palin building with the advanced advanced physician services practice.
In the back, on the campus, as you're looking at the hospital, as you're facing
the
hospital,
right.
It's to the right in the back.
Yeah, you got it. Mm-hmm. That phone number is 845-586-3888.
One more time.
845-586-3888.
And that's to book an appointment with the pulmonologist or cardiologist.
Or with primary care. You know, if someone needs a primary care specialist, we have Sharon Givett who is there and happy to see people.
Yeah, I think you've got a little bit of a waiting list, but as long as people, you know, if you're needing a primary care provider, give yourself plenty of time. Don't wait till the last minute.
Exactly. Don't wait till the last minute, right? Because that's always the problem.
Any other services you want to share with the community that you think they should know
about? Just, you know, a reminder, of course, that we have our rehab, our
which
physical therapist.
Which is wonderful. I'm going.
And our occupational therapist, good. Justine and her team, do an incredible job, not just with the inpatients, but also on the outpatient side as well. You know, so folks should definitely take advantage of that. There's a lot of really talented therapists here that can help you get over that ailment, you know, with your knee, your ankle, your shoulder, you name it.
And I want to say, I will out myself that I am going to Justine now. I have knee issues. I have no intentions of having knee surgery or knee replacement. I have no intentions of going under the knife. And she's working with me on some leg exercises that can help to prevent that from happening. And she's wonderful. Everybody there is super kind and talented. So those of you who think the only option is surgery, I encourage you to maybe get an evaluation by a physiatrist somewhere, a physical medicine physician, and get a referral to physical therapy. And they're amazing there. Everybody who uses them loves them. You also have a pharmacy there that people can use.
We sure do. With Yelena and Ken as our two pharmacists, we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Saturday and Sundays. Yeah. And they are incredible clinicians, the two of them. You know, we're very lucky to have them here. You know, they can do immunizations for folks, you know, not just, you know, filling your scripts, but there are services that they're able to provide, as well as some counseling around medication lists, because medication lists, sometimes you leave the hospital and, you know, they're 9, 10, 12, 14 drugs long, and it can be a bit overwhelming. They're happy to help folks understand what's going on and to do that reconciliation with them.
And pharmacists, sometimes people are on medications that are prescribed by different physicians or clinicians, and pharmacists are the best people to look at the list of what you're taking and say, hey, there's a problem with one of your medications here, and to either follow up with the physician or to talk with you about contacting and raising an issue, contacting your provider, making an issue. Do you know, Ed, whether the pharmacy has the new COVID booster yet?
You know, I am just myself back from a two-week vacation, so I don't know if we have gotten it in yet. We are checking on that because this is the season, right?
Yeah,
so we've been hearing about it, not just COVID, but flu.
Yes.
I will find out about that, and I'll let you share that with audience as soon as I know.
Great. Now, one of the services that people really have appreciated over the years is the lab services. There was concern when those services were really, you couldn't just walk in. You had to make an appointment. And there were limited appointments. It's still an appointment basis, but I believe. But there are more opportunities for appointments. Is that correct? Tell us about the lab.
That's correct. So, you know, we have the ability to do draws 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon, Monday through Thursday. It is still an appointment-based system, but it is because when you have an appointment, you're guaranteed, you have your time to show up, right? If we go back to a system where we don't appoint people's time. What we find is we end up with a crush at 8 in the morning. Why? Because we've all been fasting, waiting for our blood work, and, you know, we're all hangry. We want to eat something, right? So when you have 12 people waiting at 8, you know, nobody's really super satisfied, right? So by doing it in an appointment-type way, we're able to control the flow, and people are in and out in a very expeditious time frame.
That's a really good point that I have never thought about, so thank you for sharing that. Anything else? Other than our last words about the hospital and the nursing home are not closing, anything else you want to share with the community?
You know, I just tossed out, I think folks are aware, but in case they're not, you know, we have our infusion program here as well as our wound care program.
Yes.
And, you know, Alita and her team do an amazing job. With wound care and infusions.
Yes.
And, of course, they're also responsible for our endoscopy program with Dr. Dodd, who is a gastroenterologist who comes up twice a month as well.
And does the colonoscopies or endoscopies that people may need.
Exactly.
And, yeah, my husband went to Alita. She's amazing. The nursing staff there who are doing wound care are amazing. And the infusions that they do, what are the infusions?
You know, they're not cancer infusions, obviously, because we're not a chemotherapy program here. Yeah. But some folks may have a script that requires a drug that is infused, right? And they come, you have a professional hang the bag, you wait, you do your crossword puzzle while you're waiting, and they send you on your way.
Well, Ed McNamara, Executive Director of Margaretville Hospital and Margaretville Residential Care Center, thank you so much for sharing this great news with the community. And
I'm delighted to.
I'd love to have you back another time and keep updating the community on all the great things that are going on at both facilities. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity, Diana. Be well.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, lots of good stuff happening. And those who are skeptics, I think... you know, a lot of people were like, well, show us the evidence that that these facilities are being cared about and that they're not closing. And I think this is a lot of good evidence. So a couple other points that I wanted to make, and that is that COVID is back. Now, I'm really interested in getting that booster because I'm going to be doing a little traveling in the fall. And the variants that are out here are highly contagious. I had COVID in February when I traveled to South America. I don't really care to get it again. While I'm happy that these boosters are available and I'm unlikely to die from it or have to be hospitalized, it's not fun. So I want to encourage everybody, because it is spreading very quickly and it's in our community. People who have never had it before are coming down with it. You might want to consider wearing your mask, particularly if you're vulnerable to something like the COVID bug. You might want to wear your mask when you go into crowded areas. I just think it's very important to pay attention and to consider to what extent would you be fine with getting COVID or getting the flu. And if you're older or if you have multiple chronic conditions, you're at high risk for complications. So consider that information. If you're healthy and you want to skip them, that's on you. I hope it goes well. But for me, I'm getting both my flu shot and my COVID shot as soon as they're available. And one other point. So you may have heard the announcement that the Biden administration has announced the 10 drugs, medications, about which the Medicare will begin negotiation of pricing on the drugs. So before this happened, when there was a time when Medicare did not cover any medications, there was not a Plan D. And part of the deal with starting Plan D was that the government, there was a restriction in the law that said the government could not negotiate prices for Medicare Advantage programs and the Medicare program. And now, except they would, you know, the drug medications were paid for when you were hospitalized or institutionalized, but on an outpatient basis, no. So now we have Plan D, but the cost of some of these drugs is prohibitive. And for those of you who have chronic illnesses, and we are an aging population up here, the first 10 drugs that they're looking at are very expensive drugs, and they include drugs for arthritis, for heart failure, for diabetes, for preventing strokes and blood clots, and for Crohn's disease, blood cancers. So this is a list that you might want to check out. The price negotiation will probably be challenged in court. Why somebody wants to do this other than the pharmaceutical companies, I don't know, and the pharmacy benefit managers who are the middlemen in all of this and will be cut out. There will be court challenges, but Medicare negotiates for care all the time and for pricing all the time with physicians, with nurses, et cetera. So, this will not take place until 2026, but it is an important starting point. We in the United States pay 2 to 3 or 4 times more for medications than people in other countries. And it really is a travesty. And so, pay attention to this, and if you want to try to have lower drug prices, your voice of support probably could help. Well, you've been listening to Health Cetera in the Catskills. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program, and I'm going to see you next week, and happy Labor Day to you. I hope you enjoy what's going to be a beautiful week.